Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
We get a little bit naughty at 6:40, or in this case, 6:38. We're a bit early. We're discussing relationships and we're talking about weddings and stuff and the fact that I had my shirt off here yesterday because I had to get this tan done, and we got onto the topic of nudity and how comfortable said people are in the buff.
Mm.
Now, it's no secret you have stated before and on this show that you're a prude.
I'm a massive prude. Yeah. And even yesterday when I was spray tanning you, I felt a little bit uncomfortable.
Right. Well, most people would, let's be honest. So
not as uncomfortable if it was Ryan Gosling, but uncomfy.
Yeah, right. So the thing is, and we got talking about health and or like sort of when you got nude in front of your first partner and all that type of thing, and you say you still find it a bit funny in front of your partner.
I'm still really self-conscious.
Yeah.
I'm very, very self-conscious.
And you've been together for 4 years. So you think after the initial sort of courting procedure over the first couple of months, that would disappear and you'd get really comfortable in front of each other.
It's interesting. I've gotten more self-conscious.
Wow.
I have, yeah, because, well, when I first met Russell, my partner, I was 7 kilos lighter.
Right.
So I kind of have myself to blame for that. And I actually have taken stock of that recently and I am starting to lose weight and get a little bit healthier and start looking after myself. And this is a problem after talking to some of my other girlfriends in relationships that is quite common. You do let yourself go by the wayside.
Because you just get comfy.
You do get comfortable. And then all of a sudden, you think, I don't want to shatter the illusion of when I was wooing him.
Yeah.
So I've got to keep the illusion there, and then I've got to start creating smoke and mirrors.
So it's funny because when you walk into your room, you just see this smoke gun go off and there's these mirrors. You're like, what's going on here? What are we doing in this bedroom? So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, because I...
And you're comfortable with nudity.
I'm a comfortable nude. I don't mind taking my clothes off. For example, over in Croatia when we were sailing, we played some games and there was penalties, and one of the penalties was a nudie lap around the boat.
Mm.
I got the first penalty. Mm. I had no issues about derobing. I actually went to the top of the boat, did a backflip nude off the top of the boat into the water to do my lap around the boat.
I would never. See, I've been in situations where everyone's kind of taken their clothes off and gone in the water and I've just said no.
Really? You're that weird, awkward person on deck, fully clothed. You're looking at all the nude people in the water.
Something in me, I just cannot do it.
13, 12, 16, are you a comfortable nude or someone you know a comfortable nude person? Sally, are you a comfortable nude?
I sure am.
Interesting, because I'm the total opposite. Are you happy? You're obviously happy with your body.
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely love my body. You know, I'm not a very skinny girl. I'm a size 14. You know, I've got some curves, but I sleep naked. I walk around my apartment naked. I have a roommate who thankfully, he does work a different time to what I do. So when I'm home, he's not there, but I walk around the apartment naked. I cook naked. I do a lot of things naked.
Wait. So have you ever had a bad incident when you've been cooking and a bit of fat has landed somewhere where it shouldn't?
Yeah, that has happened. I am mind when it does come to cooking, you know, on the stove, I do cover up a little bit.
Good. You need an apron for your privates. So this is so interesting. You know what? I've got to say power to you, size 14, because, you know, I think one of the biggest things for me about not wanting to get nude is the fact that I am self-conscious about my body. So do you think maybe it's just one of those things where you got to own it?
Absolutely. And you know what? The more you do it, the more you do it, the more comfortable that you will be with yourself. I started off with just sleeping nude.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's just gone on and on. Like, I'm not going to get to the point where I'm going to go shopping nude or anything like that. Or, you know, I'll go to nudist beaches as well when I go on holidays, and I'm so comfortable with it.
All right, Dane. So tonight I'm going to start by sleeping nude.
Yeah.
And then next week, who knows, I might be doing the show nude.
Dane.
Girl in the UK, 22-year-old Georgia Horrocks.
Yep. What's she doing?
She's selling her her invisible buddy, Bernard, on eBay.
So she has an imaginary friend called Bernard, and she's selling him on eBay.
Now, before you laugh, this actually happened back in 2007 again with a British person.
Right.
They sold their imaginary friend for $2,750.
Wow.
So there's big money to be made in the imaginary friend business.
Well, I'll be honest, I never had an imaginary friend as a kid or even now. Mm. So I don't really understand how they work, but I have an understanding you had one, right?
I had one, Tiffany.
Tiffany, right.
And it's so, I actually named my first cat after her.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, I was a weird child.
So how did you meet Tiffany?
Okay, this is the thing. I don't know, but I remember I used to spend a lot of time at my nan's house.
Okay.
And, you know, I was an only child at that time, and I just had a lot of time to play by myself, and I think that's how it all come about.
Okay.
And I remember my nan used to even set out a place for Tiffany at the table because I was insistent. Like, I know, this is a full cray, but I'm sure other people had this as well. Maybe I was an abnormal child. I can't remember when Tiffany went away either.
What sort of stuff do you guys do together?
Well, I would talk to her. I remember talking to her all the time. But I think back and I think, because my mum never pulled me up on it, and I don't know if parents are experiencing this now with their kid, but I would be hella freaked out if my kid's talking to someone that ain't there. So I always think back on that and I think, did I freak my mum out a little bit with that? But she never released anything, and yeah, Tiffany went away. But the biggest injustice in this story is,
what's that?
No one's really asked Bernard how he feels about being sold. Poor Bernard.
I don't think he really cares.
I never would have sold Tiffany. He couldn't pay me enough money. Carly and
Dane. Are you excited for this weekend?
I am. Maid of honour. My best friend's getting married. So it is going to be a beautiful weekend, and I'm so happy for her.
But, well, are you though?
Well, there's been, okay, I'll be honest, there's been some issues along the way, and me and my best friend have never really had a crossword with each other until this wedding. She's turned into absolute bridezilla,
okay,
dare I say it.
Let's put all those issues aside for now, because they're out of your control essentially.
They are,
because,
and you know what, I've let them go, I'm just happy now.
It's you and her. One thing that is in your control is what you're going to look like.
Yes.
That's one thing you...
Now, I can't control the really ugly bridesmaid's dress, dare I say it.
No, you can't control the dress, all the shoes.
All the ugly shoes, but...
But you can do your hair and makeup how you want, essentially.
Well, yes.
Your makeup,
well,
anyway.
To what she wants.
And then your body.
But my tan is the one thing I can control.
Exactly right. And you have two options for tan.
Yes.
You've got...
Cream or spray.
So yesterday on the show, we got your partner Russ on the phone, and he opted to go for, you're going to cream him with tan.
Yes.
You're going to tan him with cream.
Yes.
And for me was the spray.
So essentially you're my tan man guinea pig.
Exactly right, to see what's better. Have a listen to this morning when we decided to get the spray tan out and you did my torso and arms.
Mm. Kind of like donating your body for science, but a more worthy cause.
Exactly right. Have a listen to this.
This is a tan in a can, or as I like to call it, the only way I can tan.
Do you know?
Oh, hold on. Oh.
Do you know what you're doing?
I think I'm meant to have gloves. Just don't breathe in. Put your head to the ceiling. You're just being dramatic.
No, did you read the instructions?
It's tan in a can. It's spray.
All right, go for it.
I feel really like I'm in your... this feels a little too close for comfort for me. And turn.
Is that it?
Why
does it stink so much?
We should have turned it in the morning. Oh, I forgot your nipples.
What? Is that it? I'm so hot. I'm patchy.
Hold on, wait. Now your nipples have got really brown.
Have you done my back properly?
Yeah.
Carly.
What? It's going to look good. Oh, it's starting to run.
Where's it running?
On your nipples.
Why would you do that to me?
Claiming to be a tan therapist.
No, you're definitely not.
Why is it patchy there?
Because you didn't do it properly.
Just don't take your shirt off for the next week. Hold on. I don't think that'll be an issue for you. All right.
Yeah.
But can I just say, Dane, all right, I think I've created a monster here.
What do you mean?
I think you're tanorexic now. One little spray and you can't get enough. You said to me straight afterwards, oh, do you think I should go darker?
I did not say that.
I said to you, Dane, one layer is enough. Let's just see how we go.
I did not do that at all.
Next thing, you're going to be Lindsay Lohan in the early noughties.
One thing we have sort of realised, though, is that, yeah, it's farewell getting a tan put on me. That's great. It's farewell putting a tan on Russ. But neither of us have the same skin tone as you.
Yeah, we didn't really
So it's
going to
be completely different look on you. Anyway, check the photo out online, facebook.com/997star. You can see the photo, before and after photos. Carly and
Dane. I'm going to set the mood now. Take you to your happy place.
Okay, where would that be?
Right here. Georgian House has decked out its rooms as wizard chambers, complete with four-poster beds, potion bottles, cauldrons, and lots of other wizardry details. Now, marketing genius,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, the hotel has created a special Harry Potter tour package. Now, you've done most of this on your recent trip to
Europe. Yep.
Muggle walking tour of central London.
Didn't do that.
You didn't?
No.
Well, there's one for the bucket list. And a trip to Warner Brothers Studio for the making of Harry Potter tour.
Yeah, tick that
done
off.
That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, looking at the photos, it is pretty darn amazing.
Right.
I'm not as big of a Harry Potter fan as you. I don't think there's many people in the world that actually are.
Oh, no, I'd debate that. There would be some nutcases out there. I enjoy the writing and just the world it's in. I'm not that big of a geek.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. When I found out about this place, I thought, this is fantastic. I've got to tell Dane about this. He's going to love this.
Yeah.
But then I started to spare a thought for one person in particular.
Who's that?
Your future wife, because we know this is where she's going to be spending her honeymoon. And let's just hope that you met at a Harry Potter fan convention. Otherwise, it's going to be all off.